This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Wednesday, October 8th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Santa Cruz County Head Start programs will remain open through at least the end of October. Encompass Community Services and local partners were able to secure enough bridge funding to keep programs for early learning, nutrition, and family support services running. The bridge funding is necessary because of delays associated with the government shutdown, as well as the reversal of previously allocated federal dollars. Assembly Bill 524 would have created California's first land access program and the first of its kind in the country. For small-scale farmers, accessing land through ownership or long-term leases is challenging. AB 524 aimed to make it easier. Using money from Prop 4, the state's climate bond, the bill would have established a program to provide financial and technical assistance to help small-scale farmers find and keep land.
So really a pilot.
Jamie Fanous is the policy and organizing director at the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, which sponsored the bill.
Like, let's figure out what this looks like. Let's create like a menu of options and start troubleshooting what land transition could really be.
The legislature passed it at the end of last month with bipartisan support. But last week, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the bill, citing cost.
It's deeply disappointing, and it's a real setback for our community. But it's also like an energizer. It's not like we're just letting this go and not continuing. We are perfectly prepared to continue this work next year.
She says, although the veto is disappointing, she's encouraged by the support the bill received, especially from Republicans. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.